This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, somebody's got a question for us. It's for me, but I feel like we could all answer this.
It says,
all
righty.
Good morning, Steve. I just wanted to give you some time to think about this. I sent it earlier this morning. It says, pick one. Party with Van Halen. Drinks with Motorhead. Chilling with Iron Maiden on their plane. Shenanigans with Ozzy. In studio with Nirvana. You can pick any time period, but which one are you going with?
Oh.
Such a vast
array
of experiences.
I've already got mine right now.
Do Shenanigans mean I snort ants with Ozzy?
Yeah.
I think anything's possible.
I think
bite bat heads.
You can fill in your own definition for shenanigans.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Where are you going with BJ?
I'm lame. I would want an in studio with Nirvana.
Same.
No. 100% out. As much as I love Nirvana, and it'd be amazing, the one time I spent being in the studio with Weezer was one of the most awkward, cringy experiences of my entire life.
But that's Weezer, and they're terrible.
Wow.
I don't
know. Did you just say Weezer was did I just hear that out of somebody on the show?
Oh, yeah, and I'll stand by that one.
Wow.
I disagree, and I love Weezer. But early Weezer. I'm not.
There you go.
Africa Weezer. Weezer.
Weezer. Weezer.
Weezer's terrible.
Weezer. I got your Weezer right here.
But you're in their space, and it's like you're in their creative world, and it gets awkward. I can only imagine Kurt Cobain would be not much fun to be in a studio with.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was our studio. I totally was thinking in our studio, like doing an interview.
Oh, well, that would be fun.
But yeah, but maybe. I think you're right, Steve. I think he probably meant be in studio with them while they're recording. And you're right. It is so awkward. I got to do that with somebody, too, and it's weird. It just,
I'm leaning towards just because of my buddy Domi, who was once a roadie for Van Halen during their 1984 tour, which still, I think, must have been the greatest job of all time. They're, like, the biggest band in the world, and they're all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and he's working with them.
Yeah.
I think partying with Van Halen during 1984 would be one of the most insane just stories that would last a life. I could probably write a book just based on that.
Yeah, that is, you're talking about the cocaine-fueled days of fun right there.
And I mean, Domi's got a picture book that I read multiple times.
That also, to think, you know that picture book, which is why you want to pick that, because you definitely have in your mind images of what went on.
Let's just say they were very fond of these little Gremlins action figures and where they decided to place them.
Wow, okay, there you go.
That's and I love Gremlins. I thought that was such a good movie, so I feel like I could bond with them over that.
So Vicky and I are saying in studio with Nirvana. You're okay. Saying Van Halen. All right, Danny, what about you? Where would you be?
I would probably do Shenanigans with Ozzy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like during the 80s?
Yeah, during the 80s. Yeah, you can go wherever you want. You're going to be hitting the clubs. You're going to be seeing some bats, some ants.
Let's not forget, though, he tried to choke his own wife during that time.
So Danny will be the surrogate person. Save Sharon the problem.
Yeah,
getting choked. And Danny gets choked.
You might be having a blast 1 minute. Next thing you turn around, and Ozzy's just trying to choke you.
Choke you, you little bastard with your wallet chain. I'll choke you.
I just made my mind when I was out of my mind for so long.
Right there.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And then the whole night will be him doing. And then you going, what? Over and over.
So it's basically hanging out with my mom. I gotcha.
All right, so let's play a guessing game, Steve. What is the best opportunity of all those experiences for Rev to meet Orgy? What's the best chance it could happen? Which experience?
The plane, so you can fly wherever they're at.
There we go. All right, that's it.
Hey, Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, would you mind flying me to the Orgy concert?
And you're absolutely correct. Maybe not so much with the Orgy thing, but I would love to go flying on Ed Force One and just go jet-setting around, because at that point, it's like, hey, where do you want to go? And then they're going to know where they want to go, and then we're going to party at wherever we go.
there is something really cool, especially if you think about, like, you know, the old TWA Pan Am years where you get the, like, the, just the beautiful the stewardess is serving you the greatest food and greatest drink you could in a plane that's got a lot of space. You know, you like, is it your own plane? I like, I mean, there's something cool about that, the jet setter lifestyle, rock and roll style.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't want to sleep on the whole idea of drinking with Motorhead either, because everything I've ever heard, and granted, he's no longer with us, unfortunately, but everything I ever heard about Lemmy from Motorhead was that he just had fun hanging with everybody.
That's a really good point.
Everyone like gold. Yeah. So I got to imagine that you're hanging with Lemmy, but you just never know who else is going to pop by and want to have some drinks. And also just hanging out with Lemmy in general would be a lot of fun, because I'd imagine he has stories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
and
a good
I'd bug him about all the wrestling stuff that he did, you know, like the whole writing music for Triple H.
Oh, that's right. He did do that stuff.
Yeah, that's
he wasn't a wrestling fan, so he probably just, you know, here, have another shot. Stop asking me about wrestling.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That would not be cool then if you're just bothering about something like total fanboy about something he doesn't care about.
I'll move on rather quickly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And again, you know, you like wrestling a lot. So, yeah, it's you know what? I feel like I picked the wrong one.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
The least fun one, at least.
Well, again, I thought it was going to be in our studio. I thought it was going to be in our studio, but in their studio, yeah. Because don't forget, Dave Grohl's there, too. I mean, that's why I was thinking this would be a great time.
Yeah. Because
you know what Dave Grohl, I mean, they're both, you know, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I had some good conversations with Kurt. I feel like
depends on what state of mind he'd be in. I've watched many interviews with Kurt Cobain. Some are very interesting. Some, it seems like he's just messing with the reporter or the interviewer. And others, he's just not there.
See, for me, this is like the best, like, since it's my dream, it's all going to go well.
Oh,
that's
so
what I'm putting in my head.
He had a good night's rest.
Yeah, exactly.
He's sober.
This is a horrible would you rather, if in fact it's the worst. Like, okay, would you rather, but everybody's on their worst behavior in all of these situations. Like, their worst night ever that they've ever had, and you have to be part of it. That would be a whole different choice. Like, who'd you want to be with who's being a complete jerk?
Of all those?
Yeah, so of all those, it's Ozzy. Their worst night ever. Who would you, like, all right, what would at least be, you think, the most entertaining, even though they'll treat you like crap?
Ozzy.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
Ozzy's probably the best.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great night until Ozzy took a bite out of my neck.
Yeah, but,
I mean,
exactly.
We're having a lot of fun.
You're not a bat. You would take a bite out of your neck.
Never mind. I don't think I want Ozzy anymore.
Well, you know, I do like to bust out bad impressions when I'm drunk. So.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, that's what'll happen.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.